Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his mountaintop. Hi, Larry, how you doing? No, you're not on the mountaintop anymore. Hello? Larry? Hello? Oh, I guess we lost him again. Let's see if we can get him back. You know, they keep bouncing us all the time now. It's getting to be... Hello, Larry? Nope. Okay, I'm going to have to shut it down. Sorry about that, folks. We had Larry there and he got bounced. So I will try again and see if we can get him. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
You. Hi, Larry. You got cut off again for some reason.
Yeah, I was in the queue, but apparently you couldn't hear me at all, but I could hear you plainly asking me, where was I?
Well, anyway, you're not on your mountaintop anymore, but you're pretty much done with the move. I know you got a few things more to do, but I guess it's pretty much over now.
Well, almost. I've got a dog I got to corral somehow that's scared, and I've got to corral the dog somehow and try to get hold of it and bring it over here to this other place. And of course we were downsizing because we moved from a place that had lots of room for storage, and we moved to a place there's no room for storage, so we've had to get another storage shed, and we've got a little move there. But I'll tell you what, we've had one or two people that's really helping us. Matter of fact, I got a letter today in the mail to help us get this, you know, give us a little more help. And that individual said, hey, I'm one of the swamp in Washington, D.C., but all the swamp creatures are not bad guys, and said, here's some help. I know you need it. So all the swamp people are not bad guys.
Well, that's good. At least they are probably listening to your show and whatnot. So I think a lot of people do in Washington. I think, you know, there's a lot of folks up there that really want to know what's happening, and they don't really know what's happening. Anyway, you still here?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, I got you now.
Okay.
I don't know, it's kind of weird the way all this works. Okay, well, let's start with Barry Rothman did a Bible code. And it's kind of interesting what he's talking about. Do you have that at all in front of you?
Yeah, I've got it. And do you want me to give the reason he ran it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What this article began with, come off of Skywatch TV with Tom Horn, and I'll just read the headline. Says, Vault Declassified Skywatch TV Report, scientists are about to conduct a chilling experiment to open one of the doorways, portals, into a mirror universe. Scientist reports oscillation experiment at the Oak Ridge Collider in eastern Tennessee this summer to open this doorway. And apparently that kind of cued Barry Rothman in, and he ran a Torah code. You want to comment on the experiment itself? I find it ironic, though, Stuart, that apparently they're going to try to open the doorway using a collider in eastern Tennessee, USA, instead of CERN. What do you think?
Yeah, it says here, Corey S. Powell writes that at Oak Ridge National Laboratory, physicist Lee Brossard, I guess, is trying to open a portal to a parallel universe. She calls it an oscillation, which would lead her to mirror matter. But the idea is fundamentally the same. It is a series of experiments she plans to run at Oak Ridge this summer. Brossard said that send a beam of subatomic particles down a 50-foot tunnel past a powerful magnet into an impenetrable wall. If the setup is just right, and if the universe cooperates, some of these particles will transform into a mirror image version of themselves that allows them to tunnel right through the wall. And if that happens, Brossard will have uncovered the first evidence of a mirror world right alongside our own. Now, this is kind of interesting to me, simply because of the Bible has said forever that there are parallel universes. I don't know if you can call parallel or other dimensions. And I don't think we have, science, of course, does not believe anything the Bible has to say. It's old wives' tales. They cannot explain the mathematical continuity of the Bible in the Old and the New Testament, which is absolutely provable by mathematicians. It's not just the Torah. It's throughout the entire scripture. The mathematical continuity of things is beyond any doubt whatever that a supernatural intelligence actually wrote the Bible through human subjects, which is exactly what the Bible does say about itself, that the Lord spoke through his prophets. And for the life of me, I cannot understand why that kind of proof text is not acceptable to humanity, other than the fact that they're a fallen race. They cannot and will not accept the Bible as any kind of validity or valid document. And hence, according to Jesus Christ himself, probably 95% of humanity ends up going into eternal ruin simply because they are classified as the enemy of the Creator. And they are the enemy because of the fall back in Genesis, which made them an enemy of the Creator, and Jesus Christ is the mediator to try and get that reconciliation going. But what Christians don't appear to understand at all is that reconciliation is a two-way street. Let's say you have a neighbor that you have wronged, or he feels that you have wronged them, and so they cut off all communications with you. And we'll say that goes on for 6 months, And so you decide, well, this is foolishness. I really want to reconcile with this person. And so you go down to the neighbor and you knock on the door. And the other person tells you to get off their property. They want nothing to do with you at all. Now, let's take you as the Lord, as God the Father, and he wants to reconcile himself to humanity. So he sends his son into the world. That is his effort to reconcile himself to the human race. But reconciliation is a two-way street. And if you don't do what Jesus Christ told you, then you have not reconciled yourself back to God. And the Christians, for whatever reason, by these fake teachers, preachers, evangelists, and whatnot, are failing to teach people that there is a reconciliation back. And it is not just believing something. It is not just having faith in something. Jesus Christ told you how to do it. And if you won't do it, you're not reconciled. It's a two-way street. So now let's use the example again. You go back to your neighbor, you knock on a door, and by this time he's had a few things to think about, and so he opens his door, opens the door, big hug, kiss, routine goes on, and now you are reconciled. It's a two-way street, folks. And people better learn that real quick because time is really running out. And why I'm bringing that up is because of this Bible code, because we are involved in an interdimensional system. When Jesus died on that cross, when he arose, when he was resurrected, and when he arose in Acts, he said he would return. He went into another dimension. He went through a portal, a gate. And the Bible clearly tells us of the gate, of the portal. And it's amazing now that Barry has picked up on this. Here are the words, mirror world, mirror universe, neutron. That's kind of interesting, Larry, about neutron being in there. This is getting into quantum physics almost. Spot is another word. Cold is another word. Matter. Temperature. Reversal. Time. Zero. Mixing. Cold again. Field. That's quantum physics. They're getting into the fields. They're getting into frequency. They're getting into vibrations. When I wrote the book on frequency, that's what it's all about. We are in a lockdown mode, folks. You're locked in to a frequency matrix. You're actually locked into a lie. You're born into a lie. You grow up in a lie. You live in a lie. You die in a lie. This is, I call it the land of the lie, because it is a lie. It's an aberration. It's an anomaly. It's not the way it was supposed to be. And the fall is the cause of it. The ingestion of the knowledge of good and evil is very real. I know most people mock at that. You do an examination of what that actually means. I don't know if it was an apple that they ate or what it was. It changed the DNA. And when it changed the DNA, a veil came down over the human mind. And our second book, Matrix, The Mind Matrix, or Frequency, The Mind Matrix, it's up on for PDF now, or I don't know if she's got it up on Flipbooks yet or not, or 3D, but it's on a PDX. And if you join our membership site, you get it for free. And it's just amazing to me. What do you think, Larry? I mean, to me, this is just something that verifies the Bible totally about parallel universes.
Well, absolutely, Stuart. Isn't it odd that only a few years ago, you and I and a few others actually stumbled onto portals and doorways and all of that and began to be enlightened about that actually being what the Bible was referring to, using ancient terminology, basically, but that's exactly what it talked about. And Barry Rothman, at the end of this code, which was still under construction, said, if the mirrorverse exists, upcoming experiments involving some atomic particles could reveal it. Now, at the same time, let me share an experience. I call it an experience rather than a dream, because this occurred that I thought maybe I was dreaming, but it was so real, the experience was just unbelievable. And the experience that I had, I had been in prayer about a breach, you know, talking about CERN and other colliders trying to open doorways. And anyway, in this dream, this strange dream I had, it began, I was aware that I was in another dimension. I was not in the Earth side dimension. I became aware that I was standing inside another dimension, and what had occurred, it was very visible to me, was the fact that Earthside dimension, they had opened a portal, and actually breached the dimension wall, if you will, and I'm trying to use the right terminology here, they breached the wall of that dimension, and a portion of the Earth side entered the other dimension. And I'm sure they would say it was a mistake, a terrible event, a tragedy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there was neighborhoods and vehicles and hills and some mountains of the Earth side dimension that were sitting inside the breach, intruding into the other dimension that I was standing in. And I was looking at all of this, and suddenly there was kind of a rush behind me, and apparently the Lord showed up with his angels. I assume they were his angels. They were powerful, and I happened to be amongst them. And there was no talking, particularly like with your mouth, but I heard an order in my mind to hold out my hand straight out ahead of me, and all of us did this at the same time, and I was included. Even though, as far as I know, I was in my spirit body doing this, and suddenly there was a great roar as a lion behind me, and a power came through and out in front of us that actually it collided with the breach and violently, and I mean absolutely violently, throwed the intrusion of the breach backwards, back into, in other words, everything from the Earth side dimension was thrown violently out of this dimension that it had entered, and there was great destruction. I mean, really great destruction occurred on the Earth side of dimension, and this was sealed up, and it was done by the power of Jesus Christ and his authority, and not only his authority, it was simply a power that is unspeakable was used to do this. Now, I can't really explain a lot about it because I don't know a lot about it, but if that was a dream, there's nothing on planet Earth I could eat probably that would give me that dream, if you will. So what do you think, Stuart?
Yeah, I think, it'd take a powerful pizza to do that. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think that's very real. I mean, after all, look at what the Lord did. He told Thomas, feel my wounds, and then he walked through a solid wall. Now, the only way you could do that is change your frequencies. We know that the entire universe is based upon frequency. We also know that that our universe, and I'm including the total universe, is on lockdown. I know a lot of people don't believe that, but the curse is the second law of thermodynamics, and you can go in and look anywhere you want on Google or whatever. Scientists will tell you that stars fade out, galaxies change and fade out. Everything is under the second law of thermodynamics, which is entropy. That's the curse. That's why we die. That's why energy wears out. Temperature loss, et cetera, entropy. We go from order to chaos. That's basically how it's worded. And look it up for yourselves, folks. We're under a curse. And that locked down the entire universe. That's why I wrote Frequencies 1 and 2, and I'm working on Book 3. If you don't understand what's going on, then you don't understand why Jesus Christ ordered you to do certain things. And if you won't do them, you're in a lot of trouble. There's a reason for it. It's all based upon the fields. Now they have found out. They call them fields now. You go from what we call the elements down through quantum physics all the way down as you're going down through matter to the inner worlds. You finally break out into what they now call fields, and fields are nothing but frequencies. And the whole universe is based upon sound. In the beginning was the word. Word is frequency, vibrations, form of energy we don't know. And I know when I met the Lord and he asked me one very profound question. Do you agree that love, and he's talking about divine love, not any of the loves of man, he's talking about divine love, runs this universe. And after I had looked into what he showed me, obvious we do. Now, here's the problem. Every person on Earth born onto this planet has to stand before the Lord sooner or later, and you will be judged by the love of God, not your own love, not your so-called good deeds, his love. And I'm warning everybody, been warning them for 30 years almost. No one, absolutely no one, I don't care what works you do, I don't care what religion you are, I don't care what you believe or don't believe, you have to solve this problem of divine love, because that's the judgment you're going to go. I stood before the Lord in that judgment, and I lost big time. You cannot, nobody can stand against the love of God. That's why a person has to be born again. They have to be born from above. They have to be born in the love of Jesus Christ. That's the white robe that he gives you. No human being can stand. That's the problem with humanity. They don't understand it. We've got a lot of fakes that are riding around in their jet airplanes, their private mansions and all that. I've gone into that before. If you are supporting these kind of people, you're in a lot of trouble with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you better do some introspection, and you better do some checking of the Bible. In fact, it'd be a good idea if you started reading it. Remember what Jesus Christ said about people who preach the word? He said that if you tell the truth, you're going to be hated, reviled, persecuted, and all but done away with if you're telling the truth. How is it then that we've got all these preachers, teachers, and evangelists out there that are very, very popular? Something's wrong. Something is very, very wrong. Either Jesus Christ is a total liar, or he was telling the total truth. And if he was telling the truth, you better wake up. You know, this is a fight now. We're at the final phase of this whole thing. This thing's going down. And prophecy has to be fulfilled. And you don't want to be one of the ones who stands before Jesus Christ who says to you, I never experientially came to know you. I don't know who you are. You who work iniquity. Now, when we see that, we think, oh, well, I'm not a thief. I didn't rob, rape, torture, or destroy. I didn't work iniquity. That's not what he's talking about. Look up the word iniquity. Lawlessness. Jesus Christ brought a new law. This commandment I leave unto you, that you divinely love your neighbor as yourself, that you divinely love God. You can't do that unless you're born again. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born again, or you cannot see or inherit or enter the kingdom of God. It's that simple. It's that brutal. But nature itself is very brutal. That ought to be a clue. Nature itself is extremely brutal. Anyway, enough preaching. Where do we want to start? What about this earthquake situation out in California? And you said something about Mitch Batros. He's done a lot of research on this. What have you got on that, Larry?
Yeah, it's rather interesting. You know, as actually, this all began to occur right after, and we really didn't talk about it. Of course, you and I were both moving stuff and kind of out of pocket during the solar eclipse. But we do know that solar eclipses have an effect, and they are a sign. And recently, you know, the solar eclipse that occurred a few days ago was seen basically mostly visible down, I believe, in Peru, Chile, and that region of South America.
Yes.
And I never thought anything about it a whole lot, but suddenly, you know, I found that there had been a time frame that everything seemed too quiet. And I told you, I said, things are too quiet. There's not enough quakes. There's not enough pressure
yes.
being released, stress. And then suddenly, you know, I posted the Queen's Islands off of Canada's western shore, you know, just north of the U.S. You know, they had a 6 point, I believe it was a 2 or 3. And
yep,
then later that day, you know, was when they had the, and actually there was more than one. There was a 6.4 magnitude earthquake in, you know, close to L.A., Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And down this epicentered around that Rivercrest area, which I believe before, you know, there had been some bad quakes years ago. And so what was interesting in all that, and they're continuing to have hundreds of earthquakes, aftershocks, they call them, some of them up to 5.4 in the last day or so, and they are predicting the very possibility of a larger earthquake in the same location. Now, I'd like your comment here because, you know, Mitch Bertress is kind of an insider. He's kind of a renegade, but he's an insider. And he posted a something follow-up of the solar eclipse, and it gave out an interesting theory. He said there are those that believe in the probability of an Earth-changing event or more than one Earth-change event in the next 14 days. What do you think?
Well, with everything that's going on, and there's no question we're moving into a time now. What's this quake just off Vancouver in that area? There was a fellow, I don't know if you remember it, but about 6, 7, maybe even 8 years ago, he had a vision, and he said that Vancouver in that area would be struck with a series of earthquakes, but nobody would give it any mind. And then all of a sudden, a huge quake, about 8 or maybe above, would strike Vancouver Island, and it would rearrange, he said, the skyline of the city of Vancouver. It was that strong.
Huh.
And it was a warning quake of the Lord for the humanity to wake up. But I don't think you can, I don't know if you can wake up humanity anymore. I mean,
yeah, was Stuart, was that Chuck Youngbrandt?
No, this was a guy from, I believe, Australia.
Oh.
That had that vision. And Chuck Youngbrandt, of course, had those horrendous visions in Chicago. And what's interesting about Chicago is that's where the Mothman sightings have been, you know, for the last, 2 years. It reminds me of the Mount Pleasant?
Yeah.
Where that bridge collapsed. And the Mothman
right.
sightings were down there. In fact, they made a movie of it. Richard Gere plays in that. The Mothman Prophecies, I think, was the name of it. And we're going to have major quakes. I don't think there's any question about it. This is probably a prelude event. What's interesting about that quake in California is that there's a volcano within 20 miles, I think, of where all those quakes are taking or place. So let me read something to you from that ne'er-do-well erstwhile Noah's. I know this irritates a lot of Christians when I read her stuff. But please remember, folks, what the Lord said. I will pour out my dreams and visions upon all flesh. Not just arrogant Christians, not just haughty Christians get to see visions. A lot of people get to see them. Summer, this is what she says. Last time we talked about how Earth Mother started her hard labor with Phoenix. This time we're going to talk about what happened on Earth when Great Phoenix show head, when Great Phoenix come out of Earth Mother. Her skin going to tear bad, great tears. Her breath becoming in long winds. Her mouth be dry. She be hot, then shiver with icy cold. She cry out great amount of tears. She floods stuff with tears or tears. Mary Summer Rain says, I realized that the land was precious to Noah's as it was to me. There was a reason for her sadness when I had entered the cabin. She now had to describe the changes on Earth Mother that were going to affect everyone's alive. It grieved her to know these things. It grieved her to have to talk about the pains of Earth Mother, the mother that so graciously yielded up her rich bounties to humanity. Now she was going to be split apart and forever scared. Now, before everybody mocks this, you better go back and read what happened before by the ancients about how the earth ripped apart. Huge, and I do mean huge rifts. Have you heard any more about that one in Africa, Larry, that they think maybe even will form a new continent if it keeps dividing? I think it's Africa it's dividing, right?
Yeah, the one, that great rip that they think is going to become even an inland sea, is growing, I suppose, the last I had heard. But it's so odd that a lot of mainstream media now doesn't talk about any of this stuff that we're talking about.
They're being blanked out. They're being told not to talk, because if they gave the news of what is really going on all around the world, I think people would really become rattled. Most people ignore it. The people that are, I guess you could call them very serious people about the Bible, about prophecy, about earth changes, I think the warnings that the Lord gives are for preparation. Get ready for this, because don't let it catch you by surprise. You might wake up one morning 6,000 feet in the air on top of a volcano or something. So anyway, it says, Summer, remember I say Phoenix, not cause changes. I say all change stuff come at same time. Phoenix rise out of Earth Mother. No one blame Phoenix. He gonna bring new times. I'll see what it says. After change stuff all done. So this is the new world order she's talking about, that's coming after the changes. Some are peoples already know about big tearing in California. They gonna be most bad one. That one be most bad tear. So this is, I believe, probably what she's talking about is what even our scientists are and geologists are talking about. The big break in California. What was the name of that movie? 2012, where California broke off and went into the sea. Wasn't
that
2012?
Yeah, that was, absolutely.
And no, not Noise, but Red Elk said that's what happens. That California literally breaks off and drops into the ocean. Anyway, so she's talking about that specific one. Then she says, Summer, many places no have tears happen. Many places no have earth rumble ever. That gonna change. Big noises gonna come from Earth Mother deep down inside. What have we been listening to, Larry, for the last 3 years? The strange noises.
That's right.
That appear to be coming from the air, but they're not. The air is just simply bouncing them back to Earth. They are coming from deep down below. The Bible talks how the stones will cry out. And this is deep within the Earth. And your prophet from Norway, I can't remember his name.
Anton Johansson.
He's the one who said the same thing, right? Disquieting from the core of the earth.
That's right. And matter of fact, Stuart, yeah, his name is Anton Johansson, and he was claiming that the disquietings in the deep parts of the earth began a lot of this stuff that's going to be events on the surface.
Yes. And that's what those noises are, folks. I heard them myself in Wheeler. I was outside, and I heard what sounded like a snowplow on concrete. And I thought, well, maybe they're driving up the road. I lived on top of a valley, or in as a road that comes up the valley. I know, and so I thought, well, that's got to be a snowplow. Maybe he's lost his hydraulics and just dropped his plow, because it wasn't in wintertime. But there was no snowplow. And I heard it twice. And that's what it sounds like. It sounds like heavy metal on concrete scraping along. And if you go on YouTube and just type in strange sounds coming from Earth, or strange sounds, I guess you probably listen all around the world. They're hearing this. And this is what she's talking about. Big noises going to come from Mother Earth deep down inside. They're going to be coming many more times in new places, places where no tears ever be before. Then she talks about they're going to show up in many new land places. They're going to get bigger and bigger as Phoenix rise from birthing place. Earth Mother move much under skin. She's going to make big moves. So then she talks about volcanoes. Noise, there will be more volcanic activity, right? She nods. Yep. Many more stuff going to be coming out. This time many more peoples move away. We're already watching that happen, aren't we, Larry? People are moving away from these volcanoes.
Yeah, and and they began now another round of volcanic activity on the Big Island in Hawaii now.
That did come back to life, didn't it? And I know Mount Etna has come back to life. It kind of smoldered along, but now it's spewing forth. The one I think everybody needs to watch for, and I'm not a fan of Vicar Casey, but a lot of what he saw, again, the Lord can give visions and dreams to everybody. Now, Noah's, that I'm quoting from, is clearly Antichrist. She says so. That doesn't mean the Lord can't give her a vision about what's happening. And she's so accurate. And she focuses on the United States. She doesn't pay any attention to the world at large. But anyway, get back to this. No eyes talk about all over. She's talking about moving away from volcanoes. Hot rocks going to take many houses. Hot rocks be all over stuff. Mother Earth blow and blow stuff all over. Well, that's exactly what's happening in Hawaii. How many houses has it taken so far, Larry?
I don't remember the
hundreds.
Last count, but quite a size area of that island.
Yeah. Then she says, Noah's talking about all over, but there aren't volcanoes all over, Mary Summer Rain replies. Noah's gonna be. Then you're saying that the dormant volcanoes are going to be hot again? Noah's say old holes be hot again. I guess you mean old craters. What that? So she had to explain what that is. So she talks about new volcanoes forming all over the world. Land blow high where no land be blow before. So there you go, folks. This is what we're coming up on. Mother Earth gonna breathe real hard. Phoenix be hard on her. She gonna blow her breath all over. It be fire hot. It gonna dry land up. Big part of land gonna be all dry. It gonna be burned crispy. So I guess, you know. And then Mary Summer Rain says, if the wind was going to blow down on farms, cities, mountains alike, maybe she meant tornadoes. Tornadoes were going to increase and be a common occurrence, and that's exactly what's happening. Also, she mentioned wind from water to land or hurricanes. These are nothing new, but in conjunction with the gravity of this discussion, she meant that their occasion will increase and that their intensity would be more fierce than usual. And when the winds take the waters over the lands, there will be widespread areas of massive flooding. Gee, what have we got? I thought that she adequately covered the subject of natural disasters when she suddenly began to speak again. Earth Mother, go like this. She made short, panting breath. She go like that, and she make fast, powerful breaths. Many people's going to feel stuff. They're going to die when she do that. The wind will come up with quick gusts. She nods. Fast and hard like this. She makes another blows. It blows people's cars away. It blows people's boats and trains before they know it coming even. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I'll stop there. But, folks, we're moving into that time. We're moving into the warning signs of the destroyer. This is what this is all about. It's about the destroyer's approach. And Earth changes deep within. That's what all those noises are. They're warning signs. And ancient man, according to the Book of the Colburn, did not recognize the signs of the approach of the destroyer. But if you go through and read the ancient literatures, we are in the middle of all the warning signs of the approach of the destroyer, which is going to affect the sun. And the sun is still acting up, isn't it, Larry? What's the latest on the sun?
Well, it's still in the solar minimum, but they're now spotting very small sunspots that are beginning to appear, and we're almost in a continual UV radiation scenario. I mean, it is just every day I look at my area, I've got to be careful. It's extreme. It's running 11 or so extreme end of UV, and people are running around out here like they don't even believe that at all.
I don't think they know about it, and it's burning them up, and they don't even know that, because I was reading about that. It's kind of interesting that the UVC rating that they claim doesn't hit the Earth, well, now they proved that not only does it hit the Earth, it's been hitting the Earth now for some time, and it, I guess we'd have to get Stan on. I got to get Stan back on if I can find him. And have him talk about that, because what it does is cooks your skin underneath. You don't necessarily get a sunburn. It's underneath where it does the
damage. Like a microwave.
Yes, exactly. And if you sit yourself out in the sun any length of time, or even for a short time, it now feels like it's, I don't know what to call it, stings, maybe?
Yeah.
It stings you. That's the high UV ratings. Don't go outside without long sleeve shirts and a hat. Cover yourself up. If the Lord were to tarry for 20 years, you'd look like a shriveled up person, a prune.
Like a raisin.
I guess. Anyway, here's another headline. High alert in the United States. British Navy's after UK Marine sees an Iranian oil tanker. What is that about, Larry? That doesn't sound too good.
Well, what that's about basically is the fact that Iran now has threatened England and the U.S. and of course, our allies. And, you know, they basically said that they're going to refine their uranium, you know, at any level they want to now. In other words, they've gone rogue, basically, and are not going to follow any rules. And since we have sanctions, Iran cannot ship to other countries. And the UK seized a vessel that was carrying Iranian oil to Syria. And Iran has ordered them to release it forthwith. And that's not happening. So, you know, after the Iranian drone attacks and after the Iranian bombings of these ships, if that did occur as they say it did, they're concerned now that they may begin to target, you know, our ships in the Persian Gulf and the Middle East region.
Well, you know, Iran does have a dispute. I'm not exactly sure how the United States, as a nation, has the power or the authority to seize ships on international waters just because they feel they are, because Trump issued sanctions. To me, that's a violation of international law, not that we don't violate international law all the time. And I can understand Iran's concept. I mean, the Lord is the one who chooses our leaders, according to the Bible. And he does not take a very good view of us trying to unseat all of these rulers. I remember Wesley Clark said that we were going to unseat about 5 or 7 nations and regime change, they call it. But the Lord does not take a good view of that at all. And he says that those people you spoiled are going to come and spoil you. So we're getting around to that point. But that's interesting that we would do that and that Iran is now issuing a threat of, I guess you could call it a counter threat. And then here's another headline that was interesting. Food shortages begin in the United States of America. Now, this was posted by Hal Turner. And he's got a picture of a sign. It's from, this is Walmart. And here's what the sign says. Product shortage. Due to limited availability, we are experiencing product shortages across this category. Now, he's in vegetables, canned vegetables. We are working closely with our suppliers to get these items back as quickly as possible. We sincerely apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. Now, I don't know if you shop at Walmart or not, but periodically they do appear to have shortages of this or that, and this is going to increase. They're not telling you the truth, folks, about what's going on with all the flooding, the massive flooding. That, by the way, continues. How is it down there, Larry, where you are? Are they planting or doing anything?
No, and there's a lot of problems with people saying that farmers simply are not going to farm because there's no availability. But I was going to mention, on that sign, if you look closely, I posted that yesterday, I believe, on the blog, there is a time frame that those shortages should exist, which is basically this summer. And what's odd, I went to Walmart today, actually, and I didn't see any signs in the vegetable aisle, but when I went down it, I noted very carefully that they didn't have much merchandise of canned vegetables. And I've been noticing that lately because I buy small cans of, beans, you know, green beans, and I like English peas, et cetera, et cetera. And they just have a very few. There is a shortage, and they don't have the signs up, but I think his sign may have been in New Jersey or the northeast part of the country. But there is a shortage, and we're getting more and more into that. But I believe the date was like from July 2nd through August. They said on that sign that he presented that the shortage were going to be the worst.
Yeah, it says here, national emergency as U.S. farm crops fail. Food shortages by late July, food riots thereafter. This is why we have warned you over and over and over again. Larry and I both have done that. A lot of people have done that are out there telling you, stock up. Occasionally, you probably run into somebody who says, well, I'll just come get yours. Well, I guess you have to, you know, worry about that when it comes. But there are people like that who will come and try to steal what you did. I have a remedy for that. Probably Larry does too. But they will take everything you have, and you will be the one that starves. My recommendation is that you put aside some food for others, and at the same time you're preparing for yourself. And you don't have to spend a lot of money on food. You can get sales of canned goods. Canned goods will keep for quite a few years, actually. We're not talking about years. We're probably talking about months to maybe a year or so. And with all the rhetoric that's flying around and everything that's going on, it could be much sooner than that. Anyway, another headline from Turner, prepare to die. Iran says filthy enemies face surprise attack by secret weapons. Filthy enemies in the U.S. military should gird themselves for attack by deadly secret weapons, as Iranian military commander warned on Wednesday. Then as in parentheses, pardon us for laughing. I don't think anybody ought to be laughing at this, and I'll tell you why. North Korea has weapons we don't even know about. I can guarantee it. Russia and China have been feeding North Korea all kinds of technology. Russia is not our friend. Putin is not our friend. Neither is Xi from China. They mean to destroy the United States. People ought to read, particularly our leaders, ought to read their Bibles. And we don't. We mock it. And because we mock Jesus Christ and we mock God, we're going to be eliminated. And only thing you can pray for is that Jesus come back and get everybody out of here before the grand finale of the United States. Because when we go down, according to Dmitry Dudeman, Larry, correct me if I'm wrong, but that goes down really fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Anyway, don't be mocking the Iranians. I think they do have weapons, and I'm sure they were funneled there by their buddies, Russia, China, North Korea. They're all in this together, folks. Anyway, and then it says here that Putin signs a law that suspended the INF arms control treaties with the United States. So they're going rogue themselves. They suspended the 1987 nuclear missile treaty, and we did pull out of it as well on the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. So it's, you know, the arms race is back on. We know what the end result is. All you got to read is Jeremiah 50, 51, and Revelation 18 to find out what happens to the United States, because that's who we are. We're Babylon the Great. I know people hate that, and they say it's just simply not true. I'm afraid to tell you it is absolutely true. That is who we are. And everything you're watching in America was forecast in those in Isaiah 47, Jeremiah 50, 51, Revelation 17, 18, and there's a few things scattered here and there about it. If we had honest preachers, teachers, and evangelists, the American Christian would know. I wrote a blog about this on 4th of July. It's on lightgateblogger.com and thelightgateblogger.com. And people ought to go read it because it's absolutely true. We're not a free nation anymore. We are a nation of slaves. And I can't for the life of me figure out why people don't realize that. I wrote a blog about that a long time ago. Why are we celebrating Independence Day? Everything you do is regulated by the authorities. And what was ironic, I thought, Larry, was everybody went to see Trump, right, on his 4th of July rally. They had to go through all kinds of inspections and pat-downs and gates to get in there. I don't call that free. But see, they've upped the ante now, where it's all peace and security, just like the Bible says. What else you got, Larry?
Well, I'll tell you what, I came under an incredible amount of spam attacks, Russian, you know, Asian, et cetera, porn attacks, et cetera. After I began to post about this Russian submarine and something that maybe it had contact with that damaged it, and that's really a mystery, but it seems like there was a conflict, according to the EBCA file especially, between something American and the Russian submarine.
Yeah, I'd heard all kinds of rumors about that. Then they said, no, it was a fire on board, and that's all it was. And then there was rumors, in fact, on Drudge Report, that perhaps this thing was going to cut our undersea, I guess, what are they, network lines. And they have this special sub that can not only spot them, could go under there and cut them, and could isolate the United States from the web and all kinds of communications. So, yeah, that was kind of interesting. But nobody really knows, right, as to what happened, whether it was an underwater TR-3B or something of that nature.
Yeah,
that attacked it.
Yeah, Debka files seem to indicate it was an American secret, top secret object, and it made me think of a TR-3B. I was going to bring this up. I know we're running out of time, but there's a new Skywatch TV post, really interesting. It says that the Temple Institute in Israel is warning, we know the hidden location of the Ark of the Covenant, and it's ready for use in the Third Temple. Are we getting into that time frame a little closer now, Stuart?
Oh, absolutely. We're right there. I mean, everything that's gone on in Israel up to now, that's all the groundwork. Now all we're waiting for is the Sanhedrin and the temple. And by the way, folks, if you want to know what true salvation doctrine is all about, study the temple. It's coded. It's right there, the outer court, the inner court, and the Holy of Holies. It's all right there. It's just done as architecture. It's a code. It shows you what it was all about and what Jesus was talking about. We get into that in Frequency, the Mind Matrix. And I'll close out with this one thing, and Larry, I'd like you to comment. The UN is training the Mexican National Guard to implement martial law and run U.S. FEMA camps. Dave Hodges, what do you think about that one?
Boy, there is a lot of warnings coming out of a lot of sources in the background about this New Mexican National Guard that's being deployed that is also supposedly going to incorporate all police.
Yeah. Yep, I think this is what they're doing, and when this thing goes down and chaos spreads throughout the land, we'll get offers from China, and we'll get offers from Russia to help us put it down. It's a Trojan horse. They're coming in to take over. The deep state has had years and years and years to figure out how to do this. And it's almost flawless in its nature. And I don't know. People are just falling for it. But like you say, Larry, the rich men of the earth are the most deceived of all.
Well, I'll tell you what, Stuart.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, you know, I know a lot of people don't believe that Trump is connected with Cyrus. But the interesting thing is, Stuart, you have to admit, Trump has been a foot in the door of the New World Order since his election.
Oh, yeah. He threw a monkey wrench into it. And he's bringing chaos because this is what the communists want. What I've said before, folks, you're watching a communist insurgency. When you see the people like on Fox News or CNN, all the Democrats, they're all communists. They're coming right out into the openness of what they want to do to America, which is destroy it and destroy you. And everybody's laughing and saying, no way are they going to get elected. I wouldn't bet on it. I think they probably will get elected. They'll rig the election if they have to. And the only reason they won't win is if Jesus Christ has his hand on Donald Trump to do a little bit more. But if Donald has done what he's supposed to have done, that hand will be removed, and we will go under a judgment that is so horrific I don't even want to talk about it. Any last word, Larry?
Well, I would just tell people, you know, we're getting more and more warnings about July and August, so don't let your guard down. There's a lot of events out there that occur for the next couple of months, and we just have to watch closely.
Yeah, it's really coming, and I think the big earthquake warnings are, we don't know. Remember, David Wilkinson had an earthquake warning, but he said it would hit in an area not known for earthquakes, which would not be California. So we'll just have to watch and see. Chicago's not known for them. The Northeast is not really known for them. And certainly Wisconsin, Minnesota, that area are not known for earthquakes either. We're supposed to be pretty solid. Anyway, folks, thanks a lot for listening, and we'll be on if anything breaks. I'll try and get something going maybe Monday or Wednesday. And anyway, Take care and heads up, prepare. Things are coming much more rapidly now. And thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And we'll see you all next week, the Lord willing. Good night.